T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, Kennedy Chandler is now a 5-star prospect over at ESPN. We believe that will soon be the case at 247 as well. Kylan is his father. He has been there from the jump and seen the rise of his son, Kennedy. He joins us now. Mr. Chandler, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. Pretty
this
good.
This must feel like it's all coming to pass. I mean, the summer after Kennedy, you know, wins the Peach Jam, first Memphian to ever do it, all the offers, and now you're seeing it reflected in the ranking system. And I know that's not the end-all, be-all, but it must feel like it's all paying off.
Yeah, it's definitely paying off. Like I said, Kenny puts in a lot of work. It's like he has a disease of, you know, going to Shabazz every morning at 5:30, getting his academics.
That's a good disease.
Then follow up with, you know, with Devontae Holmes in the evening. And it's all the hard work is really paying off for him.
What's this last year been like? You know, they say best week ever. Seemed like y'all having the best year ever. This time last year, how many offers y'all have?
Probably three.
Wow.
Who was the first?
Two or three.
Like Martin or something?
Martin was the first one, then Tulane University, and then Ole Miss. Ole Miss was the first D1, major D1 school that offered.
So real talk, Dad, if you had scripted this, right, that time, you got three offers, you scripted this, so this is what I want for my son, could you have scripted something better than the way it's gone this next year? I mean, from where y'all were then to now?
I never would have scripted this at all. I mean, and like I say, my wife and I, we always instilling him to, you know, to have faith, keep God first. And,
amen.
Your character means everything.
Yes, sir.
And your work ethics. So we just continue to tell him to do those things. But as far as, like you're saying, scripted, I never would have thought, you know, and the way the recruiting process is going and the coaches and the schools that are interested, I never would have thought or dreamed. And he wouldn't have either. And I asked him, do you realize what you have done, you know, this last year? What has been going on with your life? And he said, Dad, I never thought about it. He said, I just continue to work. He said, I'm still hungry. I said, okay, well, he told me yesterday, he said, Dad, I'm just continue to work hard like I'm a one-star. You know, when he told me that, he said, I'm blessed and honored to have that 5-star status, but at the end of the day, he says, it's a marathon, it's not a race.
Yeah, it's a mindset.
It's a mindset.
Yeah, I mean, when was it really after the Peach Jam where it felt like it turned in terms of just like the interest and the big boys coming in?
Yeah, after the Peach Jam. Not
a little bit.
It was right before, right?
Right before it.
Yeah.
When the Peach Jam playoff started. But when we had our first game against Bradley Beal, everyone was there. And I think that's where it really started. Mm-hmm. I mean, Coach K, Tennessee, Oregon, everybody was there that first game. And I think that's where it started in Atlanta.
So what's it feel like to move up as many spots as you did to get that rifle ranking? I know you've always looked at your son as a 5-star, but to get to see it, I know you talked a little bit about what son said, but just as a father, to see that rise and sort of see it cemented, right, all that hard work, sort of see it come to fruition, what's that feel like?
Yeah, it's a great feeling. And like I said, again, Kenny doesn't, he doesn't pay attention to the rankings at all.
Well, he's handling it right.
Yeah,
how you handling it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm humble as well.
I know.
To myself, quiet.
Man, my head be getting big if I was a dad.
No, I'm not getting big because, like I said, we still got two more years. But like I said, again, you know, like I told him yesterday, just like you gain those stars and rankings, you can also lose them. You know, so you got to continue to work and stay humble, you know, and keep God first for sure. And everything else will play its role.
Who are the schools right now you would say who are primarily involved with Kennedy?
You mean it primarily like just reaching out, calling every day?
Well, like who his offers are right now, like you would say are firmly in the mix.
Florida State, Tennessee, Ole Miss, Arkansas. I talked to Coach Matlock after they got back from the Bahamas.
Okay.
Memphis. Oklahoma, Arizona, Kansas, and did I say Michigan?
Not yet. You just did.
In Michigan.
Did they came through with the offer?
Yeah, they came through.
Okay.
They came through.
Got you.
Duke has really been strong. They've been calling. So they will be down, I think, in a couple of weeks. They want to bring the whole staff down, including Coach K.
Wow.
So they really don't want to come just, you know, with a couple of the assistant coaches, Schreier and Carowell. But they're trying to get it where it's all of them can come down. So the coaches are able to come back out officially September the 9th.
Gotcha.
I think Tennessee called a school, called Coach Harrison. I think the other day said they'll be here on the 8th. They're going to come down, spend a night, and catch Ken on his first class at 8 o'clock in the morning.
So, wow.
So, but Duke has really been strong so far. Kansas has too. So, you know, that's where we are
so
right now.
So Duke is obviously a kind of a different breed when it comes to, you know, the way they recruit. But at this point, you're sort of feeling like an offer could be coming?
Yeah, well, the assistant coach told me it is coming, but Coach K wants to do it. You know, Coach K, you know, some coaches don't let the assistant coaches do the offering.
Right.
So when I talked to Carowell, was it a couple of days ago, he mentioned that with the offers there, they want them to do it.
Exactly.
So, but, you know, we always, well, me and Kendall feel, well, you know, until he actually hears it from Coach K.
Exactly.
Or however they handle their process.
Want to do it, yeah.
Yeah. And then I'll definitely let you guys know.
What most recent visit, was it the unofficial to Arkansas? Have y'all been somewhere since then?
That was it. We got
the most recent
Kansas unofficial, October 4th and 5th. Oklahoma next week, Labor Day weekend. And Michigan, October 26th, when they play Notre Dame football game.
When you guys
– and then Memphis.
Y'all got some work. Memphis?
Memphis unofficial next week when they play Ole Miss.
Will y'all do – now that you're going into his junior, you've got those officials now with this new rule, or no?
We do. Yes. You got your five officials.
Will you use those too?
We will. Yeah, that's what we're trying to map out now.
Sound like you got everywhere on the unofficial.
Yeah. So
but your car gets some miles.
It's an important part of the process, though, right? I mean, just to gather information and get to know schools and staffs. I mean, that's the best way to do it.
Right. Right.
You know?
It definitely is. So, you know, he said he's going to let me know today, at least by Friday, what five did he want to take.
Oh, so that's on him right now,
that's
sort
on
of
him right
mapping
now.
That out, yes. And then bringing it to y'all.
Bring it to my wife and I, and then we'll let him know and decide, hey, this is what we're going to do, this is where we're going, and are you sure before I make these phone calls, you know.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to go from there.
So when you take these visits, and like you said, the most recent one to Arkansas, what's most important to y'all? Because I figure these college coaches are hitting you up on text, they're blowing you up, they're blowing your son up, and you're getting to know them pretty well. When you get there, what's the priority? What is it? Just him and feeling the surroundings, getting to know everybody. What are sort of y'all's most important priorities when you go to these places?
Well, first of all, it's academics on what he want to major in and what best fits his academics standards. Because like I said again, it's life after basketball, you know. But if it's your dream to go to the league overseas, that's your dream. It's not mine. So with that being said, Kennedy and relationship with the coach. That's off the top. I mean, he always have had that, you know, from Briarcrest to Mocan. He always had a great relationship with the head coach and the staff and the style of play.
Yep.
And I'm sure people that have seen Kendrick play know his game and, you know.
Does he want fast?
He wants fast.
I know y'all slow down at Beecrest every now and then.
Yeah, we did.
And sometimes it's more than now and then.
Right. We did, with the big 7-footer and Fale,
yes,
the pick and roll and the sets that they run is unbelievable. I mean,
they
were nice. So, but fast, but still, if he had to, you know, half court sets, pick and roll, and just pretty much fit his style.
Because he's as cerebral as he is athletic.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, he can do both.
He can do both. And he likes to play man-to-man. He likes to pick up whole court, pick up at half court.
Oh, we saw that. He'll take your ball if you're Jalen Green or not.
Yeah, no doubt. We are, of course, talking to Colin Chandler. He is the father of five-star prospect, 2021 point guard over at Briarcrest, Kennedy Chandler. There was news today, I'm sure you saw it, that the University of Memphis is holding a pro day on campus on October the 7th. Basically, it's just an open invitation to NBA teams to come through and watch a practice, you know, and watch these guys work out. As a parent of a prospect who is, you know, again, as a five-star, you're on the NBA's radar, what is your opinion when you see stories like that, you know, the local school, you know, being able to do something like that?
I think it's great. I think it's a great opportunity for all the kids on the team. I want to say that's the first time that ever happened, I believe.
Yeah, oh, he's the first one here.
It's only at Memphis. I don't think Tubby did any of those.
Yeah, because the only people I know that have really done it, and I could be wrong, is Kentucky and Duke, maybe Kansas, North Carolina's, you know, Michigan or Oregon's or whatever. But I think that's great, and it's a selling tool for especially a kid like Kennedy or any other kids that's in the city that's ranked in that top 60, you know, that we have in our city, which is also great. Kudos to those kids as well. But I think it's a great opportunity. It's a great selling tool because, you know, a lot of kids have admirations of going to the league or overseas. So if you have pro scouts looking at you, it's really great. You know what I mean? It's just like when Kennedy went to the CP3 camp in USA, you have pro scouts in there and everything, and they taking notes, and they paying attention to what the future will be like.
You know? I ask you this question realizing that I'm probably asking a guy that might have a biased answer because you're in Memphis, you're talking to two Memphis co-hosts of a show. But in your eyes, and again, the way John presented it, as the father of an elite-level prospect, do you see Memphis now, and again with this pro day, with, you know, these polls that say Penny's the most feared guy on the recruiting trail over K and Cal, do you see Memphis now at a level, you know, like John said, how we see Duke and it's sort of another thing, do you see them right now at a level with a Duke and the Blue Bloods and all the rest of them? It's sort of like Penny does.
And I do too. I don't know. Me and a friend of mine had this conversation the other day. What is a Blue Blood? You know
yes,
what
sir.
I mean?
Sure.
And right now, it, the great job that Penny's doing and number one recruiting class, me personally, I consider them a Blue Blood. I mean, I know that don't carry a lot of weight. I mean, you know what I mean? But I feel that they're doing some of the same things that, you know, the Dukes are doing.
It's how they're operating
Kentucky and everybody else, number one recruiting class. So now everyone, you know, is waiting to see, you know, what happens when the season starts. You know, how are we going to finish up? I mean, you know, as far as the first seasons. But I consider them as right up there with those guys. Yeah. I mean, so, yeah.
I'm sure the Penny's pleased to hear that.
Yeah, I saw a picture on Facebook. I guess this would have been last night or maybe the night before, but it was Kennedy and the new Memphis resident, Musa Cisse. Right. They were playing somewhere. I don't know where it was. Where were they playing?
Matter of fact, they're going back today.
Okay.
Ooh-wee.
It's at 6 o'clock. I know Kennedy is. I think he told me he talked to Musa last night.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's going back again.
Well, hold on
today.
Down there. You can't have the whole city in there now.
But now they're they're going back tonight. They were at Coach Hurd's, Reform Training Center.
Coach Hurd.
I hope I'm saying that.
Strikes again.
Yeah, so it's like it was a camp.
Yeah.
Roughly 40 to 50 kids in there doing some drills, stretching, and then once they did that, they did some scrimmage, and it was nice.
How did Moosa and Kennedy play together?
Yeah, they was on the same team.
How did it look?
Oh, okay.
If you don't mind me
asking. Same class, you know?
How did it look to you?
Well.
How good is that kid? Because we've done our research, but we, of course, haven't seen him.
People have said more offensively refined Dikembe Mutombo.
Is he Mutombo,
Dad? Yeah, and he's very athletic.
Uh-huh.
Has a nice mid-range shot and tries to dunk everything he gets.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a beast. You know, of course, all kids need work, but he's going to be special. I mean, with him and Kendon playing, I was just watching them yesterday, how they were playing off the pick and roll, and he runs the floor like a deer, just like in Fowler. I mean, he runs the floor. I mean, he's a good kid, respectable kid, too.
Did y'all know him at all, just from a real record, you know, high-level prospects, cross paths, you know, did y'all know him at all, know of him?
Yeah.
Musa beforehand? You
did.
Yeah,
we did.
Y'all already knew
him. We played against him, you know, in the EYBA.
That's what I thought.
On the a team called Expressions out of New York.
Yep.
They beat us, too. They beat us. That, matter of fact, that was only one of the games that we lost in the whole EYBL circuit, on the EYBL circuit, but he's going to be special. And, you know, once he gets around some good coaching, and like I said, he's over there with Coach Davis from Los Angeles. So he's with a great guy, a great coach. I think it's going to be fine, though. I think Los Angeles is going
to
be great.
Man, we said Los Angeles need to move up to D2AA, play y'all for a state. You know, what they going to be beating up on the D2A teams down there?
Yeah, we won't play them unless, you know, both coaches get to come.
Separate.
We're in different. Yeah,
uh-huh. That's what I'm saying.
But that game still might.
He's going to wreck D2A.
Ugh, he's going to average 30 a game.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's Tipton Rosemark and stuff, right? We were talking about it the other day.
Yes, yeah, Tipton Rosemark.
I feel bad. They're going to have to triple team him.
Yeah, that's Tipton Rosemark. Some other teams are there. But Coach Sid Anderson over at Tipton Rosemark, now he's not going to back down.
Well, I know he won't.
Yeah.
He's going to get beat down. He ain't going to back down. He ain't going to get beat down, though.
Yeah, but I don't know the other teams, though. I think North Point, maybe.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's it.
Poor schools. They just got no idea what's coming.
Yeah, but, yeah, so that game still might materialize.
Right.
I'm not for sure.
I hope so.
Coach Davis, I'm sure he'll probably call Coach Harris and say, let's make it a classic or let's do something, you know, because the fans will want to see it as well.
I figure y'all going to be all over the country as well, Briarcrest. I figure with what y'all got and when coming off state title.
Yeah, we let me see. We're playing in the Hoop Fest here in the Memphis. I don't know what team we're playing, but it's going to be one of the top teams in the country.
We
got invited to the City of Palms. We're going there.
Mm.
Lighthouse.
Nice. Yep.
Lighthouse, Marshall County. We just got invited to another tournament. It's in St. Louis. I think 4,000 people usually at the game. We'll be playing against Cam Fletcher that just signed with Kentucky.
Yep.
But he played for Bradley Beal, and we played them this summer. We beat them this summer. So that's in St. Louis. So we played them. Just got the email on that the other day. Well, Coach Harrington did, you know. So, and then some other terms that we in the grind session that's hosted at Briarcrest, and also the Hoop Fest is hosted at Briarcrest as well. So, we got a mean schedule this year.
Blessed though, I know y'all. Ain't, yeah. I know you'll run through it, especially with that squad you've got.
You got the 5-star to have it with, you know.
So right.
y'all got the pieces for sure. So what's next? I mean, just what's next for you and Kennedy and the family? I mean, just going through these visits and. And is it hard to, because we've talked about it before, you know, you want to stay patient, right? Through all the, you know, everything's happening so fast and you kind of want to keep a level head. Have you found that to be difficult as everything is coming at you 65 miles an hour?
Yeah, a little difficult, you know what I mean? Especially, I'm sure, for Kennedy.
Yeah.
So, like, when he goes to school, you know, I have him to turn his phone in to the principal or to one of the teachers, and then he'll just get it when he gets out of class. Because I don't want to be, interrupted or things like that. And I've also told the coaches that as well, so they understand. I mean, because if I didn't, I'm sure they'd be calling him and texting him.
Yeah.
But, you know, he doesn't need any distractions. But
social media is a beast.
It's a beast.
You know, I mean, I wasn't a 5-star basketball player, so I can only imagine, you know, what that must be like. Because all you're really doing, if you're a guy like Kennedy, I mean, you're just getting gassed up constantly on social media, you know? Like, so I imagine it's hard to deal with sometimes.
Yeah, it is. And sometimes I've had him to, you know, take a break from his phone, you know, like,
yep.
Kennedy, give me your phone. Just, you know, for the whole week, couple of days, don't even worry about it. Leave it alone.
But, and he missed that he had risen 20 spots to 18 at ESPN? Like, he wasn't even paying attention?
You wasn't even paying attention.
Well, who told him? Were you watching?
Well, I wasn't watching either. So
man, y'all don't even care.
No, we care. But, you know, in a sense that, you know, me and him got a lot of texts that night.
I bet you did.
We woke up the next morning, and I'm seeing my phone. Kennedy's moved up 20 spots, and I have other friends that directors of other organizations, EYB organizations, called me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, really? So I looked at it. And I still was like half asleep. It was like 6 in the morning. So I got up and...
Got that crust out your eye.
Yeah, you know.
I know how
much I do face. It. Let me look at this again. I said, 20 spots. So Kenny was upstairs, so I called him. And he was just getting ready. No, it was before 6. He was getting ready to go to Shabazz. And I called him. I said, guess what? He said, what day? He said, I moved up to 20. I said, you moved up to 20 spots on the ranking. He said, really? And all he paused for a minute, he said, Dad, it's a blessing.
Oh, man.
That's all he said.
Had to mess me up as
when
a dad.
He said that, I just hung up the phone.
Yeah, brother.
I just hung up.
That's all that needs to be said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's just a humble kid.
You got a good one, brother. You raised a good one.
Yeah, he's just a humble kid, you know. And he's just enjoying the process.
Yeah.
That's all. Just enjoying the process. And, you know, it is what it is. But like I tell him, you got to keep grinding, though.
He will. You know that. Grinding. Happy yes, for y'all. You know y'all deserve this.
5-star prospect, Kennedy Chandler. It's got a ring to it.
All right.
He is Kylan Chandler. Thanks for coming in,
man,
as always, man.
Time, brother.
No problem.
Thanks for the update. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.